This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump spoke to the nation today in the aftermath of horrific mayhem in which gunmen killed 29 people in two attacks that occurred in a 13-hour period. Mr. Trump condemns the weekend shootings in Texas and Ohio, calling them barbaric attacks and crimes against all humanity. He says America vows to act with urgent resolve against gun violence.
Now is the time to set destructive partisanship aside, so destructive, and find the courage to answer hatred with unity, devotion, and love.
He also called for bipartisan cooperation to strengthen the nation's gun laws. AP Sagar Magani reports a majority of Americans have consistently said they back stronger gun control laws.
An AP NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll this year found 67% of Americans supporting stricter gun measures. Other nations moved swiftly to tighten their laws after mass shootings, like Australia in 1996 and New Zealand after this year's mosque attacks. Gun control measures here, though, have repeatedly stalled in Congress.
That's AP Sagar Magani. A general strike has paralyzed Hong Kong Monday, preventing people from getting to work and forcing cancellation of more than 200 flights. Police used tear gas as protesters filled public parks and squares in several Hong Kong districts to draw more attention to their demands that the city's leader, Carrie Lam, resign. Lam rejected those demands, saying the government is determined to maintain law and order. India has scrapped the special autonomous status given to Kashmir for decades, giving the state its own constitution and broad decision-making rights. Pakistan's foreign ministry has rejected the move. Kashmir is claimed by both countries. This is VOA News. Sudan's pro-democracy movement has signed a power-sharing agreement with the ruling military council. AP Sarah Bassett reports.
The accord establishes a joint military and civilian council to rule for 3 years until elections can be held. This includes a cabinet appointed by the activists, as well as a legislative body. The two sides have been locked in tense negotiations for weeks while mass protests continued, following the overthrow of Omar al-Bashir in April.
That's AP Sarah Bassett. U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper continues his first overseas trip in New Zealand. He met with his counterpart, New Zealand Minister of Defense Ron Mark. Esper says they discussed how the two countries will further solidify their alliance.
New Zealand and the United States share a language and a heritage. We share an ocean, and we share the responsibility to protect our peoples and our values. So, Minister, I am enormously confident that we will meet today's complex international security environment with the same spirit of unity as we have in the past.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says negotiations have begun with three Pacific Island nations to renew a national security agreement that would help Washington counter growing Chinese influence in the region.
We know China seeks to engage and to influence this region, but I'm convinced that the people of the Marshall Islands, the people of Palau, and the people where we're sitting here today understand that having partners that are democratic, the United States, but Australia, Japan, the other Pacific democracies are the best partnerships for the people that will continue to make their lives better.
Under the terms of the deal, known as the Compact of Free Association, the U.S. military has exclusive access to airspace and territorial waters in the region. In exchange, the islands receive financial assistance. A senior Iran official has criticized the U.S. over the rising tensions between the two countries. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has lambasted recent U.S. financial sanctions against him, calling the move a failure for diplomacy amid escalating tensions in the Persian Gulf. Zarif said the sanctions also meant the side imposing the measures is opposing talks. Zarif stressed that while there are no problems between the American and the Iranian people, Washington's policy of threatening war and talking about war as an option that remains on the table cannot stand. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In Egypt, at least 20 people were killed and 47 others injured in an explosion triggered by a traffic collision Monday in Cairo. Authorities say a vehicle driving against traffic collided with three other cars outside the country's Cancer Institute in central Cairo. Egypt's top prosecutor is investigating the cause of the crash. Nguyen Chia, the chief ideologue of the communist Khmer Rouge regime that destroyed a generation of Cambodians, died Sunday. He was 93. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.